Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Stephen Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis, and it is July 11th. Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon. We're coming to them at the afternoon hour.
Isn't that lovely to be able to come to people in the afternoon hour? There's nothing finer.
It is. People, this is the... Wow, I almost said the final episode of NFL Rants and Raves,
no,
but then I would have scared
people. No, no, no. You've scared people it's like the, that before, and that's got
to
stop.
This is the last time we will be coming.
No, you're scaring people already.
No, I'm not. Look, this is
the last time with a very somber voice.
It's not a somber voice. This is the last time.
Sound excited.
We're coming at you in podcast format without video associations with it. How about
that? Without video associations. Well, we've got labor strife. We've got Brett Favre news somehow.
Yes.
We've got athlete arrests
that
are very sad.
We've got good old boys.
We've got good old boys.
Three of them.
So many things and so little time. And Stephen will explain all of that coming up next.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Stephen Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
Well, welcome back. As promised, Stephen has so much to tell that he nearly made it sound like a bad thing, and it's not.
It's not. It's a great thing.
It's a fantastic thing. It's the best thing in the world.
For all of you NFL Rants and Raves listeners, and for all of you new NFL Rants and Raves listeners, and for everybody who's just joining the party, the party's only getting bigger. I have left my job. It's no more 9-to-5 job for Stephen Miranda. And Jeff and I have started a venture where we are doing this full time.
Full time, baby. Yeah.
NFL.
So many people out there going, gee, I haven't heard from Jeff and Stephen so long. I bet they're going to bail. I totally bet they're going to bail. They've been talking about this for so long. We were going to bail, but it's like, look, it's either do your business or get off the pod.
There you go.
And we decided, no, we're going to do the business.
Yes.
We're going to do the business.
It was either, Jeff and I were working way too hard.
Dying.
And then we were still trying to put out a fantastic podcast for you guys. And Jeff is hitting. We're in our new studio, and Jeff's just
and
pushing
some
buttons.
Of the,
well, you can't
some of the buttons
push
are
buttons.
Where I thought they were.
Don't push buttons.
Some of the buttons need to be moved. This
okay,
is a test
move
drive.
The button. Yes,
it was next
go.
To my trackpad.
We're in
it's
our
so
new studio.
Tapped.
We've created the rave,
cave.
That's
right.
What I'm talking about, baby.
Dan Patrick has his man cave. Batman and Robin had a bat cave.
Doesn't he call his the Dan cave?
It's the Dan Patrick Show, the Dan Cave with the Danettes.
With the Danettes. I think it's the Dan Cave.
What did I say?
The Man Cave.
The Man Cave. Oh, yeah. No, it's the Dan
most
Cave.
Most men have their man cave.
No, most men wish they had a man cave.
True,
let's be
true.
Perfectly honest.
Well, this man cave, also known as the Rave Cave, is awesome.
This Rave Cave is fantastic.
But it's also, for those of you who've just been listening to the audio format of this show, if you're a show donor, you've already seen a snippet of the videos that are about to come out. But if you're not a show donor and you haven't seen those test pilot episodes, we are going to start coming at you in video format in the form of our 5-minute football fix, which every day, Monday through Friday, for 5 minutes, Jeff and I will be on video talking about the latest NFL news.
We're going to have at least once a week a fantasy football report.
Twice a week.
Well, I'm saying at least being at this point.
At this point, yes. There will be fantasy football once
not
a week.
In season.
But once in season, that's twice a week where we're going to give you the fantasy football buddy has now become the fantasy football buddies.
Yeah.
And Jeff and I will be your buddies throughout the season giving you fantasy football advice.
And we were attempting originally to go huge and go with covering all 32 teams individually.
And having 32 individual
shows.
Streams. But
We're going to start
for now,
small.
We're starting smaller.
We're starting small and big. What we're starting with is on the smaller end of the spectrum is the San Francisco 49ers.
Yes.
Now, people go, why the San Francisco 49ers? Why are you going to focus on them a little bit more? Simply because they are amongst the bottom third of teams in popularity. And we yes. want to demonstrate the power of you people, the listeners. I love this. In The Economist this week, Stephen, on yes. the cover, it says basically – old media has gone back to the coffee house, and apparently back in the day all news was disseminated in the coffee house
yes.
or in a pub on a pamphlet, and somebody would bother to print a pamphlet and that's how you found out stuff. Well, basically new media, i.e. social networks, podcasting, video podcasting, Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus, the whole universe, that's now how people are getting their information.
Yes.
And so we are continuing to spread our virtual tentacles in that way. And one of the things we want to demonstrate to people is the power of this.
I like having virtual tentacles.
Well, I would like to have real tentacles, especially when I'm trying to, like, tie my shoes and hold on to my phone and check messages
at
the same time.
I want to just wrap my virtual tentacles
around me and give me a big hug.
Actually, I was thinking more of the likes of Selma Hayek.
Which is like me, only very different.
or the... I don't even know her name, but the new girl in Transformers.
I haven't seen.
She has, however, I must say, she's still no Megan Fox.
No right? one is Megan Fox.
No.
Nobody can even pretend to be Megan Fox.
But the first 30 seconds that she's on film and she basically comes out in panties, oh my God.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? So I actually need to make a point of seeing this film.
Yes, you
James,
do.
James, did you know about the new girl in the panties? Okay, James knew about it.
Yes, and so we should
Officer
announce
James.
Our videographer, our video engineer.
It's Officer James.
James
head of security.
Tsukamoto. Did I say that right, baby? Yeah, two thumbs up from James.
You
I
just
said
call
it
him
right.
JT if you want. And
Tsukamoto.
That's right. He's going to become quite famous. Eventually.
So anyways, the show you're talking about is we're
going
to call it the San Francisco the 49er Gold Mine. I like the 49er gold mine.
Okay. I like that.
It's a gold mine.
It's where
it's
you
information.
Go to get your gold.
There you go. An
so,
information on the 49ers.
We haven't made one of these yet. We're going to do this in the next couple days.
Yes, we are.
But by the time you hear this, it's very likely up there.
There
on,
will be out.
On the new website.
On a
that
new
Steven's
website that we've been developing. And it's going to be
there's no
video-centric. And there's going to be lots of video content and
much
audio
more
content
to be
and
interactive.
Once the website is up, then Jeff and I were going to be writing on a daily basis and posting stuff on a daily basis. It's going to be so much NFL content that you guys are just going to be like, "Stop it! I can't keep up."
It's like Rants and Raves 10.0. Okay, forget 2.0, man. We're jumping yeah. ahead fast.
We
forward
are. We
like
are.
You can't imagine. It's just.
And our yeah. and our videographer or video, what do you prefer? Video
Officer James,
video engineer. Our video engineer, James Tsukamoto, has been great with putting these videos together and making sure the audio is of superior quality.
Well, just in all fairness, if the audio is fine, it's because of James, and if the audio reeks, it's my fault. Okay,
is that the way it is?
Well, yeah.
And I've already got a backlash from the video engineer. You're not looking at the main camera, or you're looking at the
you're looking at the wide shot too much.
You're not looking at your own camera enough, and he's already yelled at me for that. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
No, it's going to be really cool. So one of the reasons we picked the 49ers is real simple, because with the San Francisco 49ers, you have a team that is amongst the bottom third in popularity. You guys in the Bay Area love your 49ers, but the rest of the world
yeah.
is largely, we could take them or leave them.
Not so much.
And so what we want to show is that by giving a platform to the 49ers on a scale this big, on a global scale, where you're really socially populating this thing as much as is humanly possible, we're going to demonstrate how popular you can make a team. And so we're taking the San Francisco 49ers, and we're going to do that. We had a great time with them last year at the International Series
and
at Wembley.
We made some connections there.
We
were
really
in with
enjoy
their PR
the Mats
staff.
And yes, Mindy, we're going to have them on as regular guests.
That's the thing, is we know their beat writers very well, the folks that cover them up in the Bay Area. So we're going to have them as guests from time to time. And on the flip side of that,
we're
a team
do the mirror opposite
that
of
is
the
on
49ers.
The upper end of the schedule, actually on top, right?
They're 2X, everything.
Yeah. They were
2X anything.
We're going to continue the Dallas Cowboys Star Report, except we're doing it video format wise.
And I'm going to actually join in.
And Jeff will join in
begrudgingly. No, but
yes.
I'm going to actually feign interest.
Okay.
So people have that to look forward to, is I'm going to actually
Feigning interest. Is that your cell phone? That's not allowed in the rave cave.
Cross on air, so
turn
I don't know
it
why
off.
I had it. It's the girl.
I heard it through my earphone go bzzz.
It's the girl. She wanted something.
All right. Well, anyways, let's get to – so just to say is by the time you listen to this podcast, within days, a new website will be up. Videos will be up. Start coming to NFLRNR.com on a daily basis.
On an hourly basis.
And you're just not going to be able to keep up with the content that Rants and Raves Network is going to produce through NFL Rants.
And by the way, because we've got what do we want people to do on Facebook, Steven?
We want you. We'll have a Facebook. We've created everybody who has already joined up on Facebook. You've joined up like you've a friend. The friend called RARN NFL Show is basically the name of the friend who's got a profile out there. Well, we can't really do that to help ourselves out, so we created a fan page, and it's NFL Rants and Raves is the fan page. Find us. You can go to NFLRNR.com. There'll be a button there where you can find that Facebook page. And what we need you to do is just start liking our content. Like
Please
the Facebook
like us.
Page.
That's all we've ever asked.
Like the content.
For God's sake, just like us.
We're introducing Google Plus. If you don't know what that is, you will soon. Trust me. It may take over the universe by Friday. Social
media. So,
Steven,
media I found this out by reading the this week's version of The Economist is all
yes.
about emerging media.
Yes.
They got a 14-page special report. It's really fascinating.
I'm a little disappointed they didn't invite me for an interview for that.
I'm not surprised at all because they're interviewing people from News Corp and things like that.
Oh, I see.
It's not quite us. They're actually mostly interviewing people from the other side of the fence, from traditional media.
I see.
And so don't read anything into that in the wrong way, but one of the things that's interesting, so most websites receive traffic, 30% of their traffic comes via a Google search.
Yeah.
And that's most people go directly to the website because they know it. 30% go through a Google search. Nearly 8% right now come via Facebook link. Yeah. 8%. And there are some media pundits out there that believe that by the end of this year, Facebook posts links two websites will pass Google. They will pass. They'll go from 80 to more than 30% by the end of this year. And what that means, basically, is that Google had to do something
yes.
to make sure that they're not losing that part of their audience that was linking things to get to places. Because most people, obviously, when I'm looking for a T-shirt, I don't go out to Facebook and say, hey, who knows a great place to get T-shirts? I go to Google, and
yes.
that's never going to change. But so many people are liking stuff and telling their friends about cool things on Facebook that's the way that almost all stuff is eventually going to be driven.
So this is what we're going to ask of you, our listener, once this stuff comes up. On our new website, there's a toolbar down at the bottom. It's got our Twitter account, our Facebook fan page, and our YouTube page.
What about MySpace?
Yeah, MySpace is done.
No, Ashton Kutcher bought it.
It wasn't Ashton Kutcher. It was Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake bought it.
Big. They're,
one of them gets to play with Demi Moore's, you know
actually,
what? And that
Demi
wouldn't
Mare,
be.
Demi Moore is, she's, I think they're done.
Well, one of them got to play
yes.
with Demi Moore. And,
that was Ashton Kutcher.
And that's a lucky person. That's
yes.
all I'm saying.
Yes. Although Demi hasn't been looking that great lately.
She's got to look fine. I'm sorry. I don't know. I haven't seen any recent pictures, but I'm sure she looks terrific.
I see. You know who looks good for her age?
Me.
Terry Hatcher.
Oh, Terry Hatcher is always aged well. She is a fine wine, Stephen.
She is a fine wine. She gets better with age.
Yeah, absolutely.
I believe that. All right. So anyway, especially our YouTube, you really got to come out, comment on our videos. If you think Stephen was talking nonsense when he talked about Ndamukong Suh, say that.
Come out and let us say it. Bring it on.
You do not
Take
have to
gloves.
Agree with everything we say.
You're likely
well, okay,
not
wait.
To.
Let me rephrase that. You have to agree with everything Jeff says. You don't have to agree with everything I say. If
no,
you
Steve,
disagree
not,
with what Jeff says, he might, you know, throw you something or
no,
something.
No,
okay,
no.
Okay,
I'm ready to be a big boy and,
Are you?
And take it like a
He's
man.
He's a big boy now. Boom,
I'm
boom.
A big boy now.
Well, shall we get to some NFL news?
I suppose we should get to
some
NFL
the ding dings.
Dude, I was about to ding-ding you, now I'm going to ding-ding you for all real.
All right. That was even almost a manly ding-ding.
Oh, you want it louder? I'll give you louder.
Uh-oh. All right.
I can go louder still, but I
So let's start with the lockout and what happened last Friday and the courts basically saying the lockout is legal, so stick it.
Day 116 is where we are today of the NFL
are
lockout.
Are you sure it's just 116?
I'm sure. What, does it feel longer,
it,
Steven?
It does.
It's been four
but
freaking
you know,
months.
If you go to NFLRNR.com, it'll tell you the exact days that the lockout has been.
Did you pause it for the brief 12 hours it was off when we were at the draft?
Yes. The lockout has been going for 121 days.
I think your counting is a little off.
It started on March, whatever, that day that it started.
I believe it was, I want to say March 21st, and I was at Jordan's final baseball game of the season.
121 days ago.
It was a really bad day. It was a really, really sobering, yucky day. But anyway.
That's a lot of days. 121. That's almost a third of a year.
First of all, they haven't been trying to get a deal done until the last
week.
Nah, month.
2 weeks.
I'll put it at a month. At the
3 weeks.
Longest they've been
I'm
going to
give it 3 weeks.
Done.
That's about it.
Okay, fine. And so, anyways, here's what's happened most recently. On Friday, Judge Susan Nelson's original verdict in
the 8th District Circuit Court said, Susan Nelson, you were wrong, girl. We love your verdict, but we don't really love it because you was wrong. That's what they said. That's in essence what they said. They told her she was wrong.
And they did. And they said that in their original appeal, listening to the appeal of the owners, basically saying that, look, now, Susan Nelson, I did agree with her original verdict, Stephen. Her original verdict, not only did it take us into account as podcasters and people providing NFL content, she acknowledged that there's other people being hurt by this besides the players and the owners.
Hurt.
No dir. That's what she acknowledged, and I really liked that. That was, I believe, page 92 of her 97-page ruling, where she actually talks about other people, which would be like us and like you fans out there. Well, but what the main point of her reason in wanting to lift this lockout, Stephen, was simply that the players, Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, et al., all of the people involved in this lawsuit, there's six players that have joined together to file this lawsuit that basically represents all the players, that they're doing, that the league is doing irreparable harm to their careers by doing this lockout. Since an NFL career is no more than, on average, 3.3 years, any reduction in amount of time that people have to earn money is doing irreparable harm to their potential salary income.
I agree with that.
I agree with Susan Nelson completely. Judge Nelson nailed it on the head. Well, the Eighth Circuit Court, which doesn't reside in Minneapolis, which resides down in, I believe, Missouri, and those guys came along and said, you know what? As Steven said, Ms. Nelson, you're wrong. And the lockout is fine. Now, mind you, we're still going forward with this suit of Brady et al. Against the NFL. And if it is determined when we get to the end of this lawsuit that you guys in any way, basically if the players win, the owners are on the hook for triple damages.
That's a lot of dollars.
That's not a lot of dollars. That's billions of dollars. You take what a Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, and who Tom Brady, what those three guys by themselves could earn over their careers, and you times that by three, and holy cow, you've got and so what we're talking about is potential revenue that could be brought in over the lifespan of their careers and things.
Well, I love what the NFL Players Association released a statement on Friday after the decision was made. While we respect the court's decision, today's ruling does not change our mutual recognition that this matter must be resolved through negotiation.
Duh.
Huh. That didn't sound like the NFLPA a couple months ago.
Well, look. Yeah, no, they took a little smarting from that one.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, okay.
They took a little bit of a – they didn't win. That's the bottom line.
Right.
They were really hoping to see the lockout lifted. But the lockout has remained in place. But what's interesting, most recently with the lockout, there is a growing belief inside league circles that the NFL and the NFLPA, that they will have something in place to be presented at the owners' meetings on July 24th. I can't even talk. July 21st.
Jeff's not talking.
On July 21st. The owners are getting together, and it is believed that they will have something very concrete for the owners to basically ratify on July 21st, which is simply a week from Thursday, Stephen.
Wow.
So it is assumed, and it is speculated, and there's been very little to contradict this, that we really are putting the final touches on this new CBA. And all I can say is that this new CBA had better be one that is longer than 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years. This had better be a 10-year CBA. It had better account for all emerging media, i.e. the things we're doing right now.
Right.
And look, no one knows what it's going to be like in 10 years, Stephen, when how people are going to consume NFL football. They don't know. No one foresaw.
I know a little bit.
Yeah, what's it going to be like?
Well, you see, what happened first is there's going to be this thing that is like implanted into your palm. That's about 8 inches wide and about 6 inches tall, and it's a flat screen.
Well, what if people are just going to sit as tall as 8 inches by 6 inches?
Then you got a little hand, and you
don't
get one.
I got little hands.
You don't.
I don't get one. Well, screw you.
You don't get one.
I get one.
You get one. Well, you'll just have to.
You know what they say about a man's hand size?
You'll get a smaller one then.
That's what they say about a man's hand size. Wow, how'd you know that? Anyway,
because I had a girl in the eighth grade measure my hand.
For that reason?
Trina, and I won't say her last name, but Trina.
Gainer.
In the eighth
grade. I just made that up. I just made it up.
In the eighth grade.
Yeah.
Measured the palm of my hand and looked at me and said, And I was like, what does that mean? She's like,
nothing, but
how are you doing? I was like,
nice.
All right, Trina, whatever that means. All right, but I got to get back to work. Anyways.
Shake my butt. I like to fold. Shake my butt. I like to fold. I like to move it, move it. Shake my butt. I like to fold.
What is that, 3-year-old Elena?
Pretty much.
That was 6 years
before
ago?
Before she was traveling by herself to El Paso, Texas.
She is 9 years old. She's in Texas with my sister, her aunt, and her cousins, and she is having a blast.
No place you'd rather be, let me tell
you. She is having a blast. But I miss her, and she comes back tomorrow, Jeffrey.
But alas, you digress.
Yes, I do digress. She comes back tomorrow. Actually, she comes back Wednesday, and then the next day we go to a midnight showing of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
Harry Potter Part 7, Part 2.
Part 7, Part 2. You're a boob.
I love calling it that. Part 7, Part 2.
All right, so let's get off this lockout thing. Do you have some good old boys for me?
No.
You gotta have.
We just gotta
some.
Sing it. We just gotta sing it.
No, come on, put it in there.
Dude,
how
you know
can
long
you set up your cart?
I didn't finish setting up
have,
my cart.
Go to the next rack. Maybe it's in the next rack.
Dude, I didn't even build a full rack. Okay, I was building it out as I needed, and I didn't get that far yet.
So just the good old boys,
never meaning no harm.
Beats all you ever saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day he was born.
We should pick a key.
Wide receiver, I don't care. You're gonna make me sing it. I'll sing it however I want. Wide receiver Hines Ward of the Pittsburgh Steelers arrested for suspicion on driving while under the influence of alcohol. DUI in Georgia. Hines Ward, you heard me right. Look at his mugshot. He looks a little intoxicated, actually. Now
what?
He does. I'm sorry, Emma. The reigning Dancing with the Stars champion booked into the DeKalb County Jail outside Atlanta at guess what time, Jeffrey?
Oh, no, 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 no. 1:30 in the morning?
Nope.
2:30 in the morning?
Nope.
3:30 in the morning?
3:41 a.m.
How late do those bars stay open in Georgia?
I don't know. He was charged with driving under the influence, and he was released on a $1,300 bond.
Come on, Hines. You know better than this.
Yeah. He's a good guy. I like the dude. I spoke with him after the Super Bowl. Wanted to give him a hug because he looked so sad.
Yeah, I tried to hug James Harrison after the Super Bowl.
Did he push you?
He killed me.
He tried to anyway.
No, he literally killed me.
I came back to life?
I got better.
On July 9th, Hines was stopped for suspicion of misdemeanor driving under the influence. However, the statement read by police officials that he cooperated fully with the police and truthfully answered all of their questions. So that's kind of good, at least. At least he didn't try to lie.
He didn't become belligerent.
He was like, you know what Yay. You're talking about? I ain't drunk.
Do you know who I am?
I mean, I'm Dancing with the Stars champion,
do you
man.
Know, do you know who I am? Honey, who am I?
I want
what
Super
she said,
Bowls.
I'm on board.
I want Super Bowls.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, if Jeff Ellis were here, he would say, do you know who I am?
Exactly.
He did it. He did. But you know, now his agents come out and they're denying it, right? He said, you're
"Oh,
gonna...
well, his agent says that he'll be fully exonerated at the end of the day.
How
because
are you
he did
fully
nothing wrong?
Exonerated?
The
once
cops were wrong.
Oh, they read the little device
actually,
wrong.
He read the breathalyzer wrong, and he it's was actually completely sober.
I called it a drunkalyzer.
You call it a drunkalyzer on the video, which yeah. was funny, which means." Go out and see the videos,
there
people.
You go. Go out and see the videos.
Go out and see the videos. NFLRNR.com.
Drunkalizer, and
he
they
took
said,
the
you're drunk.
You know, the best part about the podcast is going to
yes.
be the podcast, the audio podcast.
Yes.
Is that it's actually going to be better because we will have tried this first on video. And so we will actually be more coherent.
Shouldn't it be the other way around? Shouldn't we record
Ideally.
The podcast first?
Ideally.
Get
we're
some
not,
information
we're
there.
We're still working on the
we
workflow.
We are. I'm still just trying to get a production schedule from you guys.
I gave you a production schedule.
We haven't kept to it in, like, ever.
That production schedule I wrote was for in season.
Oh,
the
okay.
The fact that you expect me to be here at 9 a.m. at the Rave Cave, I don't care if you want to get up early and drive all the way across Hollywood to the Rave Cave. I don't care. Look, it's summertime. And
the
summertime means that
awesome.
My girl doesn't get up till 9. Daddy don't get up till 9. Now, Mommy and Jordan...
They're already gone. They're working.
They've been at work for over an hour.
Jordan's got a full. Jordan don't want have nothing to do with me now. He got a full time job.
Isn't it funny how it changes you?
Actually, that's not true. He's like, that's not true. He's like, I can still earn a little extra couple dollars. I was like, all right.
What, does he want to babysit on top of this?
Yeah.
He's a greedy bastard.
He likes money.
He loves
money. And he was all mad when I said, dude, because we went to the movies. I don't know if you knew this. You went
no,
to
you really upset me. I found out after the fact that you and Benson and Jordan.
Yeah.
And what was up
you
with that?
You went to a wedding without us.
First of all, okay, I went to a wedding without you. Boys and girls at home listening on your iPods, ask yourself what's wrong with that statement. I went to a wedding without him.
You did.
How does one
I know
get
the people.
To a wedding? How does one get to a wedding?
You got an
you
invitation.
A, crashed the wedding.
I was about
James,
to crash.
James,
I was
you
going to crash
a wedding
that
yesterday, were you not? You were. And how is it that you came to be at the wedding?
I was hired.
He was hired.
He was hired. He was the videographer
so,
there.
So, James, what happens to people that just show up at weddings?
Hopefully they get kicked out.
They're usually asked to leave.
Really?
Yeah.
You think they would ask me to leave? I mean, had
no,
I showed up
they would have felt really badly.
Had I showed up in my tux and, you know, come with my wife and she's in her dress and we walked in, you think they would have really asked us to leave?
No, they wouldn't have. But they would have been really peeved because they're very nice people. So they wouldn't have asked you to leave.
Yeah.
But they should have asked you to leave. And it certainly wasn't my place to say, by the way, my invitation that says plus one.
It didn't say plus three. See, that's where I thought it maybe it said plus three.
If it did, I'd be bringing my children because I'd assume that
oh,
that was for
I
my
see.
Children, not for my sister and her husband.
It would be a lot more fun to bring the sister and the husband than
Look,
your children.
You guys would have been
no?
a blast. The highlight that you guys missed from the wedding. Was me doing this Mexican dance.
Oh, my God. You did a Mexican dance.
Dude, it was
did
legendary.
Did anyone take video?
Probably.
Oh,
James doing a spit take over there.
I want you to call Mr. White and see if you can get a video of Jeff doing the Mexican dance.
It was legendary.
We need it for the website. Speaking of videos for the website,
yeah,
Jeffrey.
Asked people to go to the website at least 5 minutes.
Jeffrey.
What? What?
We need to do a punishment
oh,
video.
Oh, you know, I was kind of.
Speedo time.
Okay, first of
you
all.
You don't got to go home, but you can't stay here. Yeah, you, please don't bring it into the Rave Cave. The Speedo. Don't bring it into.
Steven, here's the thing you failed to grasp.
What do I fail to grasp?
They don't make Speedos
above.
That's what's
funny. You,
they
Mr. Funny Man, who love to be funny
like
and want
funny,
funny stuff,
want funny.
That is the beauty of them not making a Speedo your size.
What do you do when the size of your one thigh isn't as big as the biggest Speedo they make.
You rip it and you put it on, you force it up there. You just make sure you cover your junk.
Dude, there's no way to cover the junk.
I'm getting
the
biggest one.
The largest Speedo made in the history of mankind is a size 36.
That is not correct.
I saw one place that had a mock Speedo that was a size 38.
I have seen.
For big men.
I've seen a 40.
Okay, again, I'm not a 40.
I'm getting you the 40, and we're going to find a way to get you in them.
My right thigh can go in the 40. Get one for each thigh, and I'll have my thighs covered.
We will get you in the Speedo.
Dude, you can get a shoehorn and some Vaseline.
That's the comedy.
No, the comedy is all by itself is a big, fat mofo wearing.
Do you
want to
go
anything.
In your tidy whiteys? I'll let you go
I
in the tidy whiteys.
Tidy whiteys. If I go in my
underwear,
they
make tidy whiteys
your
cash. Size.
I know they do, but you said go in your tidy whiteys.
Okay, so we'll go get you a pair of tidy whiteys.
A boxer brief, with the little
opening in the front, and we'll have to probably sew that together so stuff doesn't fly out.
Don't want junk flying out.
Right.
Because when I'm running,
the tidy whiteys will be funnier than the Speedo.
Fine. I want something that actually fits. I'm expected to run.
Yes.
And put up a time.
And you got to run. You got to at least try to make 6 seconds.
Dude, I'm going to just – I've already given my history of track and field to you.
Yes.
You know this. In my day as a shot putter, they made you run a track event. And so I ran whatever the shortest race is you run without blocks. Is it the 330?
Something like that.
The shortest race you run without – because they didn't think I was coordinated enough to be in the starting blocks.
To do a starting block.
To
and
do
get
100
out like, yeah,
or something
yeah,
like that. So 330. So you stand and start this race, and every single week I ran this race because they didn't think it was – I don't know why.
So you couldn't just do field events?
You couldn't just do field events.
What crazy school
how moronic,
did you go to?
Saddleback Valley School District. How moronic is it?
I had a bunch of friends that just did field events.
And they're probably pretty big guys, weren't they?
Yeah, they
yeah.
did shot put.
Could
That's
you imagine
it.
Them
Why
running?
Would you make them try and run a –
This is my point.
A track event.
This is exactly
That's why
my
it's
point.
Called track
and field.
And field, not
a
track and you have to do field.
Track plus field. It's track and
field, yes.
But they didn't know that it was and or. They just thought it was and
oh,
as
and
a combination,
they didn't think it was
right.
and or field?
So, as a result, every single week, Steven, I run the 330. You know this story, don't you?
No, I do not. This is the first time I've heard you had to run the 330
every week.
For track.
Every week.
That's crazy.
Guess what place I came in? Every week.
Dead last?
DFL. Dead
did not finish?
Freaking last.
I was
dead
like,
freaking last.
I was like,
did
DNF?
Not
did not finish?
DNF. DFL. Dead
DFL,
freaking
dead
last.
Freaking last. Yeah.
I came in every single week. Feel, and I'm, guess what?
What?
Most weeks? I threw up after that.
Oh, man.
Why
See,
why does someone throw
why,
up after running a race, Steven?
Why?
Why
do you why
does someone throw up after running a race?
I don't know.
You've been a track
never,
guy. You've been.
I never
I know,
threw
but
up.
You've been around track events your whole life.
I never
seen anybody
witnessed.
Throw or heard of anybody throwing up.
Well, it wasn't any me or my teammates. So
this
I don't,
is not that uncommon at the end of a race. It's not like most people do it, but most people have known
okay.
somebody. It is because you push yourself too hard.
Okay, well, there you go.
And your stomach starts convulsing
Didn't
on itself,
you just,
and you start puking.
Is there a time where you just said enough is enough, and I'm done? I'm
That's
done, Coach.
That's my point, Steven, of
Coach,
this entire thing.
Either you let me just do the shot put, or I'm done.
I had to do the shot put. It was my life. I loved it. I love being able to throw the shot put further than anybody else.
And they made you continue.
And as a result, I had to run. And – Which, mind you, I had no problem running distances.
Yeah.
I was slow as molasses, but I never get tired.
Right.
I just found running boring.
Yes.
And I get shin splints. And that's always been my problem with
shin
running.
Shin splints,
which
not
is
good.
Why Ellis's only run if they're being chased.
By a cheetah?
Well, if we're being chased by a cheetah, I pretty much curl up in a ball and
Your
ask them to eat me slowly.
Just eat me now. Eat you slowly.
Yeah, I want to remember the last couple minutes of my life.
Okay.
So the point is, when I am out there running my 40-yard dash, Steven,
yes, it's going to be slow.
You can count on it being as fast as I can humanly run.
Okay.
And you can count on me possibly even throwing up at the end of a 40-yard dash.
Wow.
Seems unlikely.
That would be awesome.
I think you'd have to do a little bit further.
That'd be great video.
All I want is to do better than you and not to fall down in the middle of my race.
Yeah, you're not.
You were
you
doing
not
the shuttle.
Do what I
you were
did.
Doing
yes.
the 40-yard shuttles.
Yes. If you fall down in the middle of a 40,
Look, it could happen. I don't know what these legs got in him, bro.
Oh, man, that's...
Do you know what these legs got in him?
I don't, actually.
I don't either.
No idea.
There's one way we're going to find out, and that's to get out there. And if you say Tidy Whitey's works instead of a Speedo, please send emails to Steven so that we know I am not the arbiter of this thing. I can't be.
Yes,
I'm too close to it.
I'm still searching. As a matter of fact, if anybody's out there who, you know, is hooked up with a Speedo company and... Someone can make one at least that's, what, 42? 44?
45 is ideal.
Okay, 45.
44 I could squeeze. I could literally put on.
Okay.
It would look gross, so, but I could put it on.
Yes. Well, that's the funny part.
That's what you want.
Yes.
But my point of a 38 is that
you were going to make me do something with my belly, which, by the way, is going away now. So you're not going to be able to do
it's
that
going away
anymore.
When? What day is that going to happen?
Look at it. Look at it,
I'm
baby.
Looking. It's solid as a rock. Friend.
But it's not jiggly anymore.
No, your fat has always been different than other humans' fat. Your fat resembles a stone, where my fat resembles breast implants.
Yeah, I don't have jiggly fat.
Why is that?
Because I don't know. I really can't answer that question.
You should ask a doctor.
And I kind of, and the fat kind of hides pretty well too on
me.
No,
not so much.
Yeah,
no.
Well, not because you see me like almost every day with my shirt off.
Not as far as anybody else knows.
Okay, but with clothing on? Because I told someone once how much I weighed, and they're like, where is it?
My left toe
I'm
weighs
like
it, 200 pounds.
I'm like, it's there, trust
you
me.
You should check. It's really quite
you
frightening.
You don't want to see. So anyways, Hines Ward was not the only person arrested. We need to sing it again, Jeffrey. I don't know what key it is, but I'm just going to sing it again.
You pick one, and I'll join. See, that's the way it should work, because somebody should pick one.
You know what?
Do you just want everybody to go on their own?
Yes, just go.
One, two, three.
Just a good old boy. There you go.
Never meaning no harm.
Beats all you ever saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day he was born. Pac-Man Jones.
Pac-Man Jones, people.
Oh, we
haven't heard that sound in a while.
Cincinnati Bengals, Pac-Man Jones.
Cincinnati Bengals.
Was it me, Joanna?
Getting busted again.
But it wasn't him. He denies any wrongdoing.
He didn't do anything wrong, people.
I haven't been drinking.
No.
Pac-Man Jones told WCPO-TV.
WCPO-TV.
I haven't been drinking. I was with my wife. It was her birthday. It doesn't make any sense. There's no reason why I should have gotten locked up. No reason.
Doesn't make any sense for a man whose wife's birthday is being celebrated to not have one drink of alcohol.
And then he kind of did almost like the Mike Tyson. Look at me. Look at me.
Look at me.
Look at my
look
eye.
Look what happened to
my
eye.
I just had surgery, so why would I be resisting arrest? It doesn't make any sense for me to be resisting arrest. Pac-Man, it doesn't make any sense for you to be getting arrested, but you know what? You always seem to be around trouble. Oh, man, he's like, I didn't yell profanities at the police. I didn't do anything wrong. It's ridiculous. But at the end of the day, I'm still the bad guy, said
Pac-Man. Guess what, Pac-Man? The victim card is getting really old. If you could find a queen of diamonds instead of the victim card to play, I would be much more supportive. Hey, dude, what are you doing with that three of clubs? Well, Mr. Ellis has told me that the victim card should stay in my pocket. So I play the three of clubs this time. Thanks, Pac-Man. Appreciate it.
You know what a Bengals spokesman told the Associated Press?
Bleep, not again.
We have no comment.
We have no comment.
And since the teams are prohibited from having contact
there
with
you go.
The players,
we haven't had any contact like, with him, so we can't even address it.
He may not even be a Bengal.
This issue?
He may not even be a Bengal.
You know what? I got news for Bengals fans. You're not going to have a team next year. Carson Palmer said he'll never
God.
Be a Bengal.
T.O. God.
Ocho Cinco.
God.
Pac-Man Jones.
God.
Oh, my goodness. Who's going to play football?
Jones. God.
Who's going to play football
God.
Then? But you know what? For Herm Edwards, it may be the happiest season of his life.
Speaking of
I
which,
got no players.
Do you
I got
know
no
the
grief.
Craziest thing I saw a minute ago? I saw somebody's, what's the word, Jeffrey?
Junk?
No, I don't want to see it. I saw somebody's draft depth chart for fantasy football for the Cincinnati Bengals.
All righty, then. That should be kind of short.
It, wow. Check this out. So here I am. I'm looking at the AFC South, the depth chart. Actually, I'm sorry. It's the AFC North.
Yes,
the North.
If you and for the Cincinnati the Bengals, the cave, which can be seen on the videos if you go out and look at the videos.
Here is the order of their
players to
quarterback
target.
Of their quarterback for the Cincinnati the depth chart at quarterback for the Cincinnati
Jake
Bengals.
Jake Locker.
Andy Dalton. Jordan Palmer.
Dan Lefevre.
And then Carson Palmer ?
So they didn't draft Locker.
They drafted Andy Dalton. Yes.
They were dueling Dalton.
How bad is Carson's brother that he can't
really
even
bad.
That if Carson decides to leave, he can't even be number one?
He's really bad. Everyone knows that. He's there because he's Carson's brother. It's like, dude, if you came, how do you think Jordan got this great paid internship? He's working for his mom.
His mom, yes.
He's working for his mom.
I did kind of wonder a little bit how Jordan got that cush gig.
It's a really hot girl. My gosh.
So wait a minute. So here's the deal. So basically he's getting $500 a week.
Right? Is he? Okay.
Yeah, he's getting $500 a week. We did the math.
He doesn't have to pay any
but
taxes
anyways,
because
I never
exempt.
Got to the story because I was like, well, Dad said you got paid, so you're paying for me tonight, right? He's like, I haven't gotten paid yet. He's like, well, your dad said you got your check. He's like, no.
I didn't say anything like that. Is that why he's been acting like a crazy person going, where's my check? Dad, does the mail come? Where's my check?
You told
I didn't say
me.
That.
Yes, you did, my friend.
You misunderstood, and that's fine.
Okay,
but what
I might have misunderstood.
What happened?
But so I was like, come on, Doug, you're paying for me, right? And he's like, no, I haven't gotten paid yet. I'm like, and so I did say, I will admit, I said, well, your dad said you got your check, dog.
Yeah,
so okay. I'm thinking it's party time.
I wonder what you heard time. That made you think that.
And so we're talking, and he's like, come on. And I'm like, so how much are you getting paid? He's like, well, you know, we did the math. He's like, $500 a week, so for 2 weeks.
He's
my
working
checks.
A lot. I mean, he leaves early. He gets home really late.
He's like, so.
And he's still playing baseball. That's amazing.
That is pretty crazy. He's like, so for 2 weeks, I should get a check for $1,000.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I never had $1,000 when I was 16 years old.
No.
Who had $1,000 when they were 16 years old?
Dee Dee. But besides her.
Dee Dee. Did she work? Where did
she
work?
She was so responsible. She built circuit boards.
Awesome.
Back in the day, that was a pretty prestigious job.
Yeah.
You know, there were machines to do them. You actually built circuit boards yourself.
First of all, when I was 16, all I cared about during the summer was playing football.
There you go.
And I don't ever remember my parents saying, like, you got to go get a job or anything.
Why?
I
You guys weren't very well off. Why weren't they telling you to get a job?
Because, I don't know.
Wow. Man, my kid, Dee Dee and I decided well before his senior year started that this summer was going to be his summer to get a job. And he looked for 2 weeks, in all fairness. He beat the payment for 2 weeks, but newsflash to the rest of the world, the economies are struggling around the world.
Not a lot of people are hiring right now.
I thought of a great political poster that I want to see now. And this is not a slam on Obama. It's a slam on the campaign, okay, on the presidential campaign, where it says, if you remember, there was the picture of Barack Obama with the three colors, the red, white, and blue, and it said change underneath.
Yeah.
I want to see him caricatured as he is in political with the big ears, and he's holding out a hat that says change. Huh? Huh? If we could get $1 trillion, it's hilarious.
Can you turn that on if it's not?
Turn what on, baby?
The air.
Oh, the air? Sure. You getting hot already?
Yeah, I am.
You know, the Rave Cave, of course, comes with built-in air conditioning, baby.
Yeah, you
got
to have air. You got to have air
conditioning.
In the Rave Cave.
I got it on, and I'm dropping the temperature.
I don't like the sweat beads.
69 degrees is the new target temperature.
I like that.
It was 74, but we weren't recording, so it was fine.
So
you were telling Jordan, you got a grand. Why don't you pay for me for the movies and everything?
Yeah. And the deal was that we were originally going to go see the cheap movie, the $3 movie at the Academy.
You guys were going to the Academy.
Yes. Well, we get there.
With the sticky
and
seats.
And we go in, and I've never seen that place so packed in my life, Jeffrey. In the same weekend.
I've never seen it packed,
they got
period.
Fast Five, Thor, and Pirates.
Wow.
The line was out the building, around the corner, and up the street.
Again, I remind people about the state of the economy. Cheap movie
theaters. Yeah, we're not
going to come out on
DVD. I'm not
going to
pay $13 for Pirates when I can wait.
Well,
and
wasn't there a way to pay $18 for Pirates if you went to IMAX 3D?
Yeah, it's
an
IMAX,
something?
Yeah, something like that.
Come on.
So when I can wait 2 months and then watch it for $3 at the cheap movie theater.
It won't be an IMAX 3D.
No, it won't. So we're sitting. So the only thing that was left, because we got there pretty late for the showing of Fast Five, front row. And we actually paid, and we went in, and we sat in the front row, and I was like, yeah, this ain't going to work for me, kids. We got to go. So we left. Jordan went up to the lady. She gave us the money back. And I'm like, well, I looked on my iPad. Transformers at Arclight right now in 20 minutes.
Okay, Arclight's $13.50 right. If you're a member.
Yes.
Which we are.
Yes. So I just bought the tickets on my iPad.
Isn't that the best? At the Arclight, friends, you guys don't have these yet in most of the world, but you will. You pick your seat
yes.
for the movie theater.
Yes.
You actually have – you don't just you show up and hope to get a good
seating.
Seat.
Yeah, no.
You pick your seat, and if you don't like the seats that are available, you don't go.
You don't go. You go to the next
show. You just
show
say, I'll take the next show, or I'll go tomorrow.
Right.
Or I'll go see another movie. But you know before you step foot in the theater where you're sitting.
Where you're going to sit.
It's awesome.
Which I love it. And so we decided to go see Transformers, and so that's how the whole thing with Jordan having $1,000. I was just like, he's got $1,000. Oh, my God. So
$700 is going to his car accident.
Ouch.
$500 for the deductible and $200 for the new tires. That's
ouch.
$700. He doesn't have nearly as much money as he keeps pretending. And then he says he's getting an iPhone with the rest of his money, and he's working out the data plan usage.
Well, but still, I mean, that's just for his first 2 weeks. He's already got another. So in a couple of weeks, he's going to have another $1,000.
Yes, he is.
I don't think I made $2,000 in a summer ever until I was like 21.
Best paying job you ever had of the summer?
Best paying
best
or
pain.
Best?
Pay. Dollars per hour. That's all I've ever cared about, friends.
I was working building swimming pools with my friend and his dad paid me $14 an hour.
Wow.
Yeah. But we were working.
I'm not saying you weren't earning it. Because
yeah.
I've watched swimming pools being built.
I would much rather make the $12.50 Jordan's doing for sitting behind a computer desk
yeah.
than the $14 an hour breaking my back building the swimming pools.
Mind you, I grew up with a swimming pool, Steven.
Yeah.
So I know how they're made.
Yes.
I was fascinated. Our pool was built in 1974, so I was 9. So I remember watching it being built, okay?
Yes.
And I was fascinated at digging the hole, bending the rebar,
yep.
putting in
that
the gunite,
put
and then
the...
putting in the plaster. I mean, it is a really fascinating process yes. to watch.
Yes.
Not to participate.
I was responsible. So I had 3 responsibilities during each pool because we were normally working like 5 sites.
5 pools simultaneously.
Simultaneously.
You just be and in each phase of the process.
Right, exactly.
Hole, rebar, gunite, plaster,
so mine
tile,
was
water.
The finalization of the hole. Because the hole, they actually came in with a
track
with Bobcat and they dig
backhoe.
The hole. But then my job was to then come and dig the final foot or whatever to get it to
make
where.
Make it kind of nice.
Yeah, make it nice and flat down
so
at the
rebar
bottom.
Could be laid.
Then I laid the rebar.
Which rebar, each piece of rebar weighs, how
it's
much would
crazy.
A 6-foot piece of rebar. And that's a small piece of rebar.
Yes.
A 6-foot one weighs,
imagine,
what, 5 pounds?
Now can you imagine learning bending it with your knee?
You bent it with your
you
knee?
You bend it with your knee. You're
our
wearing
pool
knee
guys.
Pads. You're wearing knee pads.
Oh, my gosh.
And you put it up against your knee, right where, you know, where the measurement is, where you want it bent, and you just bend it, and
I
then
need
you put
a
it in place.
Bang.
And then you get the clip, and you clip it on. And
oh, yeah, I forgot about the rebar ties.
Yes, you tie it, and you boom. And so that was my 2 of my responsibilities. The third was then coming in and doing the deck and laying the deck. Or once the pool had been built and the plaster was set and the tile
yeah.
was put on, then
so you
coming in
the,
and putting the deck, running the concrete.
Right, floated the concrete.
And my first day on the job, we were doing the deck, and my buddy did it on purpose because he knew I was gonna drop a barrel, because everybody drops a barrel.
Oh heavens, yes. You always
and
dump a barrel.
I didn't know. I was like, all right. Cause he's like, take this barrel, take it to my dad in the back.
Well, first of all, usually your barrel is going on a 2x4 usually.
Yes, yes.
So everyone needs to understand that a wheelbarrow, when it's being, and I've done my share of wheelbarrow yes. moving, it's usually running on a 2x4, maybe a 2x6 if you're lucky.
Yeah.
And you're just kind of walking on it, and you can't see the front wheel.
No.
Because you got a big wheelbarrow in front of it.
So anyway,
and if you get
I didn't
crooked
even know
at all,
I start going, and I'm going kind of slow because
yeah.
you know it's heavy.
Well,
and,
actually, slow
and
is bad.
And I didn't even know.
Faster
yeah,
is better.
I know. I know. Well, I learned,
you learned
eventually, and my buddy's just following me the whole way. I didn't even know. I didn't even see him. He's just following me the whole way because he knows it's coming, and it came right. I had gotten halfway to where I needed to go dump it, and then I hit a bump, and it just went sideways.
Oh.
Smack. Concrete everywhere. And my dad's friend, my friend's dad is looking at us, and he's just cracking up because he sees my buddy behind me just cracking up because they knew it was coming.
It's inevitable.
But I never spilled another one after that. It's good times.
That's amazing.
Back to Pac-Man Jones. How do you keep getting in trouble, Jeff? Oh, Pac-Man. He's done, right? He's a victim.
Well, this all let's segue to the latest in the labor negotiations, which we were kind of mid-story, I think.
Yes.
Anyway, one of the things that is hotly debated right now is what's going to happen to players who have misbehaved. What's going to happen to them is one of the things that's being debated. The players do not like at all the Commissioner Goodell has them by the cojones, basically, when it comes to off-field issues and things that could soil the shield of the NFL.
Yes, don't soil it.
They want it in the hands of a mediator or an arbitrator or something like that. They do not want it in the hands of one individual. They believe that that's unfair, and I don't disagree with them.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Hasn't the owners and Goodell kind of soiled the shield right now with this whole lockout?
Steven, you're changing the subject.
I was just asking the question. No, that's actually the subject at hand. Yeah, it's the subject we're talking about.
they would really encourage you to not go down that road.
Okay, all right.
Doesn't that stain the shield a little bit?
Just a little.
Just, you know, I don't know, stopping football for 4 months?
It's crazy. No OTAs, and, no workouts.
See, Steven, I encourage people to get out to our website and read the piece that I wrote at the beginning of this work stoppage.
Yes.
Which basically, my bottom line was, let the grown-ups do what they got to do to work everything out, and everybody just take a chill pill and relax. And then my next piece was basically where I whined about all the stuff I was missing.
You did whine a little bit.
I know, but I wanted to represent both sides. It's like, look, fans, we're all out there in the same boat, and in reality, what have we missed? We have missed free agency. We've missed the several months of free agency. And by the way, most of those free agent signings, the most significant ones, would not have happened yet.
Some of them might have.
Some of them would have. I'm pretty sure the quarterback situation would be a little bit more clear. But as far as your big stud signings, the guys out there
Kevin
that everybody
Cobb
wants.
Would be an Arizona Cardinal right now.
No, I know that.
Namdi Asomugah would be a Dallas Cowboy.
Randy Moss would be unemployed because no one's gotten hurt in training camps yet. And that's when he's going to come in and sign.
There may not be any training camps.
Namdi Asomugah, he would probably still be out there because the price tag for him is so steep. Moss, it's not a price tag issue. It's a character issue.
Yeah.
So there you go. And I'm not saying his character's bad. I'm saying that he's considered a liability.
Hear me now, believe me later.
Yeah.
Namdi's going to be in Texas, either with the Cowboys or with Houston.
You know, it seems very, very probable that something like that could happen. It is interesting on Sirius NFL Radio to hear them every day. Callers calling in from all over the country just saying, no, I seem pretty confident that we in Green Bay are going to go ahead and get him. And then someone else, yay, I'm from upstate New York, and I think Buffalo's got a really good shot at Namdi. Ah, hey, I'm from San Diego, and I'm pretty sure Namdi's going to end up as a Charger. You know, and I'm from Seattle, and Namdi's definitely going to be a Seahawk, and they're going to pair him up again with his former conditioning coach and guy who gave him back rubs when he was 12.
That's kind of pretty much why I can't listen to Sirius, because I don't want to listen to those people.
The inane conversation. Yes, I listen because it's my job, Steven.
Okay. So you're saying it's
my
job?
No, I'm kidding. Right. I listen because I like it. And I'm such a huge fan of Pat Kerwin and a lot of those guys on there. Those guys are really the best. And they have so much patience with the callers. They're so incredible. So, anyways, what do we need to talk about before we wrap up? Because we're running out of time here.
Well, we got to say goodbye to Mike Vrabel, linebacker for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes, we do.
Who has retired.
He has retired.
He has immediately accepted a position as assistant coach for the University of Ohio State.
I think he deserves a little bit of
a goodbye
for that. No, I just think he deserves some love. And I was sure that I had the hand claps in here. But I don't see the hand claps. So we're just going to give him the hand claps anyways.
There it is. Man, you need to work on your car.
No dur. We've been – Steven, What day have
it's
we not
It's a whole
worked?
New world.
A
I know.
Whole new world.
I mean, this desk. Look at
a
this
new
desk.
Fantastic.
Although this little lip.
Right. Shut the, up.
Well, this was you. This was James.
That was James.
I'm blaming this on James.
Officer James.
Video engineer James. I'm blaming this on him. And but the desk is fantastic. The monitors.
The monitors.
The camera. I mean, this.
The cameras. The lights. Lights. Cameras. Action.
I mean, although I don't know why this light isn't on all the way.
Hey, Officer James. One of our fill lights doesn't have all the
missing,
banks going.
Why are we missing a bank? What's up with that? Why you,
one of them
you wanted it light? You want me to be? You want me to be darker?
Oh, now he's getting darker and
that's
darker.
That's what you want,
James. It goes the other way. Now it's off. God darn it, James! Do we have an error?
He broke it.
Do we have a problem, James?
He broke it.
Those are really expensive.
He broke it. When he hit it with his big old head,
seriously,
he broke a bank of lights.
Okay, just so everybody knows, we have an over-under every week on James hitting his head on the lights.
The over-under is 38.
And now we've decided per week, so I'm putting it at 20.
20?
20 times
a week.
Well,
he went way over last week.
He did, but they were new.
Okay.
So, James, what's the problem? I don't know. That's
I don't
just
know.
The answer you want.
We
from
have
your
to
tech
find
firm.
Out. Okay, well, you work on that then. Because, you know, it's now bugging me.
We're going to need that at some point.
Yeah, and we're getting ready to do the 49er Gold Mine. So
49er Gold Mine coming up next.
That's
you guys
right.
have got to, seriously, we cannot stress this enough. Even if you guys are on the two-hour commute and you're like, I'll never do the video thing because that's not me, you got to help get us started.
Get us started.
Okay? We need you. We need
Watch
you on
the
Facebook,
like
on Twitter,
the content.
Telling your friends,
yes.
liking it so your friends see it, and then it can grow and become big.
Yes.
And so we need you guys to, even if there's no, I don't even own a smartphone, I don't own a tablet, I never look at videos on YouTube. Don't care. Go out and just do it. Go to a library and
just
do it.
Look, we're like drug dealers.
We are.
Just do
just
it.
Just try it once.
Just try it. Look,
just try
as a matter
it
of
once.
Fact, this
time
first
it's free.
Time, it's free. I'll
it's
give
free
it to
the first time.
You know what? It's always free, by the way, people. But
yes, but this first time it's very
it's
free.
It's very free.
It's very, very free.
So come out and do it. That's all the time we have. You know what? This is a big accomplishment, Jeffrey, because here I am talking about the lockout. And that is something that I wasn't going to do for a long time.
And if I'm not mistaken, this is episode one of season seven of NFL
this
Rants and Raves.
This is officially, officially going to seven?
Hell yes!
We're officially going to seven.
Yes!
Season seven, episode one. So it's episode
7.01. That's right.
Of NFL Rants and Raves.
I like it!
The podcast is now going to be coming to you on a weekly basis. During the off season,
and for all you naysayers out there that are thinking that we're thinking, oh no, the guys are giving it up. They've been doing this a long time.
Yes.
They're gonna hang it up. They're gonna be done.
We're even
they're
coming to you
up.
Full force
in the brand new Rave Cave. There is no looking back from this point, people.
24/7 NFL action from
362 days a year.
And you know what? We may should we start? Right now, the first episode, we should start a contest so you can visit the Rave Cave. How about that, Jeff? Gain a visit
James
to the NFL Rants and Raves Rave Cave. Come and check it out.
So the 10,000th person to like us gets it?
Well, no, but then people start unliking us.
I think people
like
will,
us.
No, I just think nobody will like us because they'll be waiting for it to get into the 9,000 something.
I'm going to wait for it to get to 9,000.
In the meantime, it's set to zero.
How do we come
okay,
up
James
with okay,
just bumped
so,
his head again.
So,
That's three.
That's three. All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to come up. We're going to figure out a contest. So the next time we come back at you next week, we'll have a contest so that you can earn a visit to the NFL Rants and Raves Rave Cave.
The location of this, by the way, we're going to have to do a Batman thing where we wipe out your memory afterwards.
Yes, because
so you know.
You cannot tell a
Nobody,
soul.
Nobody, only James
of where it is.
And Steven and I know where the Rave
Not
is.
Even my wife knows where it is.
Well, she knows you're out. That's all she knows.
She knows I'm out. She knows I'm out working.
Working.
That's right. All the time we have for you people, thanks for listening. Come and check out the site, www.nflrantsandraves.com.
Like
YouTube,
us on Facebook,
Facebook
and Twitter.
Twitter.
If there was a titter, please like us.
at Twitter. And
Google Plus.
This has been Steve Miranda.
And Jeff Ellis.
For
and
NFL Rants and Raves. Take care.
Say goodnight, James.
Goodnight.
James.
No, say goodnight, James. We practiced this.
Say goodnight, James.
Goodnight, James.
Thank you. Steven, I found the clap.
Great.